Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2022 NFL draft stars. And one of the young men making that path towards the next level is the West Virginia Mountaineers standout running back, Leddy Brown. And we're going to get him on. We just had him on and we lost the connection, so we're trying to get him back on and get the show up to speed for you folks as we do close into this draft. It's so close. Next Thursday, things are going to get underway in Las Vegas. It's an exciting time, and it's hard to believe that once we begin a draft season, it usually seems like it'll take forever to get to this point. But that said, we are closing in, and as promised, the standout running back from West Virginia, the NFL Combine invite as well, Leddy Brown. Leddy, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you? Leddy, can you hear me, my man? We have him in the call queue. I just don't hear him on the show. Let's hopefully we can try to get him back. We'll have him call back into the program and get this thing underway as we do want to talk with Leddy Brown, the West Virginia standout here on the C2P. Leddy, can you hear me, my man?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to get you back on. Hey, welcome to the program. Sorry for a little bit of that misfunction and the technicalities. With that said, can you believe you're so close to a childhood dream? I mean, next Thursday, this draft's going to begin, and you're going to be one of the young men waiting to hear your name called?
No, actually, it felt like yesterday. I was just dreaming about this whole process, and now I'm going through it, and it's almost over.
I got to ask, a guy like yourself with the ability that you have as a youngster, were you playing football in an early age, Leddy? And if you were you the best kid on the field? Were you that kid? Parents wanted to check the birth certificates because you were scoring one touchdown after the next?
Oh, man, every game. My mom had to bring my birth certificate because every team we played wanted to see my birth certificate.
So you obviously had the skill set, and then it leads you to where we are today, under two weeks away for this draft. So kind of take us through the process. I'm sure you played multiple positions growing up. Did you ever know that you weren't going to be a running back? Was there a certain point in your football life where you thought maybe you might be a quarterback or a defensive back or a wide receiver? Or did you know from day one that this was the position for you?
No, I always wanted to play running back. But my mom actually wanted me in high school to change my position to safety.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But lo and behold, any reason why she wanted you with safety?
She was just like, if I do make it to the NFL, like, safety's careers are longer. And I basically just told her, like, I like to score touchdowns.
So is she kind of content with seeing you do your thing now? She wouldn't change it?
No, she wouldn't change it for nothing. She liked that I played running back.
Excellent. And for you, let's take a – you know as well as anybody, Leddy, that once you begin your collegiate career, you may not have a standout career. You might not be in the position that you are. You're not invited to the combine, the most prestigious invite for any collegiate athlete. When did it sink in for you? Did the coaches say, hey, we see something special in you? Did you have great games against great opponents? When does it really sink in, I guess, that you know this is a legit opportunity?
I would just say, before going in my junior year, I basically told my coach, I called my coach and was like, coach, this year wasn't our best year on the football field. So, next year, I want to prove everybody wrong, and I'm going to show people, I am one of the best backs in the Big 12 in the whole NCAA, period. And from there, my game just went to a whole other level. After my junior year, my first 1,000-yard season, I figured out, this is something I can do at the next level, too.
Yeah. And you do so many fabulous things. Well, I always ask all the guys that come on the program, what do you think your hallmark home run abilities are? These are the things when these scouts are in the film room and they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love most about you?
Tough runner. And also, I'm a running back that can catch the ball out of the backfield. A lot of people look at me as between a tackle runner, but it kind of shocks some scouts and some coaches how well I can catch the ball and how well I can run routes.
And for you, is there anything else that goes unnoticed? I mean, this is your show. I don't know if there's anything possible at this point because you're such a high-caliber draft prospect that they've definitely done their research. But this is your show. Anything else to add? I mean, maybe it could have been the offensive system. You mentioned catching passes. Great in the community, team captain. Weight room more, you film junkie. What else do these teams need to know, Letty, that can help you fall in their good graces between the April 28th, the 29th, and 30th in Las Vegas for this 2022 NFL draft?
I just want teams to know if they get the chance to draft me, it won't be a mistake if they get in a playmaker, a dog, person that's going to give us 110% of the time. And I just love playing a game of football. It's what I've been doing since around five and six. That's how long I've been playing the game for.
When I watch you run, and this is a compliment. It's almost if you run angry. I mean, there's an anger, a physicality, I think, in your running style. And I love it because I think anybody who just was a guy watched carrying the ball, there's something poetic in all the different styles. Would you agree with that, or is there a different way you kind of express yourself when you think of yourself carrying the football?
No, I agree with that 100% because my mindset stepping on the football field is I'm the best player on the field, and nobody that's on the field is going to stop me.
And it's kind of come to that point, and it's led you this far. Once again, Letty Brown, the standout West Virginia running back here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. And so much, again, to talk about with our guest as he's so close to what I would say is a childhood dream as we approach this 2022 NFL draft. Let me ask you this one. This is one I think our fan base enjoys the most. Do you get comparisons to anyone, or is there anybody at that next level that you kind of try to pattern yourself and put their little traits into your own toolbox?
A lot of people compare me to Adrian Peterson, but for myself, I really try to mimic my game after Alvin Kamara and Ezekiel Elliott. I try to take those two running styles and put them in one.
Yeah, that's great. I love that you say that because I think Zeke might be one of my favorite backs because he's so physical, and it goes back to what you are, just a hard-nosed running back, and you can feel the impact. Very few running backs, and maybe Derrick Henry or Relvor, they inflict the pain on the defenders, and that's kind of your running style. And so much to be excited. Can you believe, man? I mean, next week, I mean, do you wake up nervous, anxious? Are you content with it being 9 days away? What's it like being this close?
Right now, I'm just taking it day by day. I'm pretty sure, like, everything's not going to hit me until my name is called. So then I have a better answer once my name is called. But right now I'm just taking it day by day, sticking to my daily routines. And like I said before, like this something I was just dreaming about when I was 16, and now it's finally here.
Yeah. And it has to be like a whirlwind of emotions knowing you're so close. Now, all the people who listen in, not everybody is just a draft Nick. They just might love West Virginia football, or Letty, they just might love you. During your downtime, away from the game, how do you like spending some of your free time? What are some of your other interests and hobbies that we don't know about that you can kind of share with us?
I like spending time with my family. Football takes so much time away from me and my family, that when I don't have time, when I have time off, I just come back with my family. We go on family trips. I really like traveling. So I just like to travel with my family and be around my family.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, Letty, we're almost out of time. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Of course. Come on.
All right. Now, it could be Neil Brown, the head coach at West Virginia, or anybody else on that coaching staff. What coach had the biggest pet peeve? If you caught doing it during practice, you might catch a little hell. It was an absolute no, do not do thing. You better not get caught doing it.
Oh, I would say Coach Mike, anytime you put your helmet down anywhere on the sideline and not against the gate, oh, man, you was having it from Coach Mike. And it's like, it's crazy because it's like Coach Mike would be on the other side of the field and he'll see you put your helmet down and he'll yell. You'd be like, where is Coach Mike?
Love it. And where were you doing your combine prep training at?
I was doing my combine prep in Miami with Pete Bonaremo.
Yes, sir. Okay. I kind of knew that, but I just wanted to make sure. So if you could go back down the Bomberitos and you're there with Pete or anybody else on Letty, if you could be the trainer, if you could pick Pete or somebody else, what trainer do you want to work out? You want to make them sweat. You want to make them feel all the pain that they put you through. Who are you going to pick, and what drills are you going to make them do?
What trainer? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Why not the headman himself, Pete? I would pick Pete, and I would have him on, like, these lab marches he used to have us doing all the time.
I love it. That's one of my favorite questions to ask, especially when you know the trainers. It's just so much fun to think about you guys being like, okay, we're flipping the roles today, Pete. You know, you're going to get into it. But a lot of these guys, though, you know, Pete, he's a competitor. He might be up for the challenge, you know?
Yeah, I believe that.
Definitely. And then the final one, Letty, before we let you go, draft weekend, when you await to hear your name come off the board, I assume you're going to be with family and dear friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next football journey?
The best cook in my family, I would say my Aunt Niecy. And what I would have my Aunt Niecy cook, I would have her probably cook some fried chicken. She makes the best fried chicken.
There you go. Well, she's on the clock for fried chicken, and you are on the clock, my friend, for this 2022 NFL draft. Fabulous career. We can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show, my friend.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Letty Brown, the standout physical running back from the West Virginia Mountaineers here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.